We will sing a song, "Wherever you lead me, I'll go." You ever sang that one? You know, Evangelist Horn would always remind us we could sing a lie. He would always tell us that. You sing a lie as well as you tell a lie. "Where you lead me, I will follow. Where you tell me, I will go." We sing lies. They're based upon lyrics and feelings, the way they make us move. And he would often remind us of that. A lie is a lie. Whether you sing it, whether you tell it, it's still a lie. And so they say unto HaMashiach, "I'll follow you, but first there are provisions that I must make for me." It won't work that way. What will cause one to separate from the power of this pure Hava? Seeing the mighty miracles, they saw it. Seeing the mighty hand of Yahweh, the healing. Those fed by few fish, few loaves of bread. And yet he says unto the masses of that multitude, "You must take every word that is in this body, and you must eat it. You must drink the life of this blood that will be shed for you on Calvary. You must drink it. You cannot let one drop fall to the earth for the dogs to lap up." You can't do it. And they all say to him, "This is too hard." That's what we say. "It is too hard to sell and to give up my possessions. I don't like that I can't have my way. That's going to separate us, Almighty Yahweh. I'm going to separate from you." No, who has separated you from the love of Yah? These things are too much to give up. I'm not going to give up this. For what? What assurance I have? See, that's the mindset of this generation. And so he said, you're going to have to eat this. This word, when you eat this here, it tastes bitter. That's an old proverb, it's a bitter pill to swallow. But once we get it down into our bellies, it reveals the sweetness and the beauty of Almighty Yahweh. It reveals the life and the power of Almighty Yahweh. It may be hard to chew. And sometimes it's hard to chew, isn't it? Don't want to chew it. You ever gotten something in your throat and just don't want to go down? Tough, isn't it? Don't want to swallow it. But then once you get it down, it's almost tasting something. I don't like broccoli. But once you eat it, well, it's not as bad as I thought. And okra is good. Like it. So it's not as bad as we actually think it is. It's wonderful for you. That's the minerals and the things that your body will appreciate when it gets it. So we say to Yah, "These things I cannot do." That's what they said to HaMashiach. He is the living word of Almighty. He is the very life. He is the heart. He is the word made alive. And Yahweh's purpose unto man. We find that in Yahshua. He's the life of the word of Yah. Nothing else. No one else can do it like that. You and I cannot do it. That's why we need the witness of Yahshua. And he loved his Abba. He pleased him in all things. In everything he did, he pleased him. Everything. He excelled at pleasing Almighty Yahweh. He left the very throne of riches and honor, and he became what? Poor. And yet we do not want to deprive ourselves to maintain or to gain the kingdom. I'd rather have the kingdom because he's given me a certainty that one day I'm going to pray, "Yah, bring me on home, Yahweh." That's all right. Death, where's your sting? O grave, where's your victory? You have none over me. I know that through HaMashiach I am more than a conqueror. I have surpassed victory. There's a teshuah. There's a victorious teshuah. It is something that is very monumental. It has a monumental charge to it. It's greater than just victory. It has surpassed overcoming. It has come to the realm and the place whereby there's the assurance of the might of HaMashiach, and that you know that the victory is of your Abba, because you rest in his bosom and he watches over you. His Melechim encamped about them that fear him. Those that truly fear him. So they heard the saying of HaMashiach, but they said, these things I can't do. I can't talk with him. I can't say anything to her. She hurt my feelings, or he did that to me. That is the juvenileness of this petty, insecure generation that we're in. What possessed you? Will you defy the things of Yahweh because of your sons, your daughters, your children? We don't believe that they're enemies of Almighty Yah. That's something I'm going to preach on the Shabbat. Whether you receive it or not, it makes me no difference. Not one bit. They steal the truth. If any man says he loves Yahweh, keep not what he commands you. You are a flat out, and I say it this way, a damn liar. And the truth of Yah is not in you. I don't care who you are. It's either that the book you lie in your lap, it is the authenticity of truth, or it is just a pure mythological form of a rendition of some God worship. If it's that, then don't play around. Just do your thing. Don't be a stupid jackass or fool. Just go and do your thing. Don't worry about what no one says. I wouldn't. I want to read something before I close. I may continue on this zone next week, all right? Next Wednesday. I believe I will. But I want to read the scripture. Yahshua tells us that he says, as he said unto his Shilishians, he made a profound statement. He says here, now I want you to hear this. He says to them, he said, now hereafter, he said, I want to tell you something. No, now. He said, hereafter, I will not talk much. I'm not saying much. This is a generation, you talk and you talk, you say, that's it. I'm not saying anything. I said to our precious brother Nathan, people ask all kinds of questions. I said, brother, I don't even try to answer them. What do you think about it? Well, this is what I believe. All right, then you answer to someone. He said, Pastor Roberts, I need to learn that. That's the only way I do it. So he says now, hereafter, not much talk with you. Because I want to tell you something. He said, for the prince of this world comes, and he has nothing in me. Well, this is what he is actually saying. The prince of this world comes, and he has nothing against me. I don't care what he says. There's nothing or no charge he can bring against me. Nothing. I don't care what he says. I won't even have to talk. I'll leave it alone. But he's coming, and he has nothing in me. He said, but that the world may know that I love the Abba, and the Abba gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go from this place. That the world may know that you love Yahshua, that he has given you commandments. Now arise, arise out of your flesh. Arise out of your stubbornness, arise out of your iniquity, arise out of your sins, arise out of your rebelliousness, arise out of your treachery, arise out of your wickedness, and let us go from here. If this is how the world will know you love Yahweh, or you're sure that you do what he commands you to do. You don't do what he commands you to do, you don't love him. I don't care what you say, you can say what you want to. They love me with their lips. He said, but the love is far from me. It's like a husband saying to his wife, you know I love you. Then he goes and commit the most egregious act there is, commit adultery over her. There ain't no love. Then whatsoever. And because we have committed such adultery, we don't fear Almighty Yahweh. There's no fear. Period. You've gone under every bay tree and laid with every kind of God, every kind of spirit in your mind. You've entertained them. And so there is no fear of Yah. You don't fear Yahweh. He said, the enemy comes, he has nothing in me. There's nothing that he has in me. There's no power in me, nothing about me that you will find in him that he represents. He has nothing against me. He can talk all he wants to, but there's nothing he has against me. Nothing at all. If you love me, keep my mitzvah. If you love Yahshua, keep what he tells you to do. Now, how can you say you love him when you don't keep what he tells you to do? How do we love him? Spirit of hypocrisy. It's a falsehood. As I use the analogy, it's like a man says he loves his wife and he has an adulterous relationship. Or the wife says she loves her husband and she's laying in an adulterous relationship. That's not so. It can't be. They may have some emotional feel, but it's not the Ahava of Yahweh. It's not. Period. It isn't. I want to tell you one thing as I close tonight. I want to continue on this on next week. But I want to tell you, because there is no sensitivity for truth, because our love does not love truth, we have separated ourselves from Yah. Shaul says unto Timothy, Yah, and his great battles against this religious, corrupt generation, rebellious, self-righteous, hardened countenance and expressions. I have the life of humble she in me, and I'm, the old folks will say, I'm glad, and I'm happy too. What do you have? In possessions? I possess my being. That's it. And so with that, I'm going to serve Almighty Yah. I will serve my Abba. Because it is certain that I brought nothing in this world. And it is absolutely, positively, you're not taking one brown cent out when you die. We'll be reminded of that often when Evangelist Horn was alive. Would he not tell us? He said, I've never seen a U-Haul. He would say it that way. I knew what he was saying. You did too. I've never seen a U-Haul behind the hearse going to the gravesite. No, they're raising hell of what's in the U-Haul. They're killing each other and fighting each other for the few rags that he or she left behind. And they're raising hell over the $6,000 that they left. And they had a funeral for $20,000. So it's going to take what they had on the insurance and the $6,000 too, but they still raise hell. That's the truth. Just like your kin folks too. Oh, I love you. They don't know love. How could a man know love unless he has the spirit of Yah? Is Yahweh love? So you got to have him in you to know love. I don't care what you say. You can say what you want to. You can pretend you are a flat out hypocrite and liar. It is not love. I don't care what you say. Love deals with the essence of one thing, truth, consistently, all the time. And we like flatterers. We like someone to flatter us. And the wicked flatter it with their mouth. I won't flatter you. I'll tell you the truth. I don't like when men speak wonderful things about me. I don't like it. Nah, don't do that. Because I know there's something. You begin to do that. Whoa! I got to watch him. Shaul says this to Timothy to encourage him, to strengthen him. And I close this, and I will close with this. This is one of the most primary reasons that many have been separated from the love of HaMashiach. Shaul says to Timothy, to be encouraged and to be strengthened. He said, we shall come to the time and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And they shall be turned unto fables, lies, and fairy tales. I'm quite sure that none of you ever turn your ears away from the truth. You never turn your ears away from the truth. When there is a personal indictment by the way of truth revealed, we turn our ears away. He said they will turn their ears away from the truth. No one wants to be heard, or no one wants to hear what is necessary, what it's going to take to get into the kingdom. So they will turn their ears away from the truth. Did a rich young ruler turn his ear away from the truth? He turned his ear away. What one thing he gave him, one thing. Yahweh tell you one thing to do, you can't do it. So they will turn their ear away from the truth, and they will be given over unto fairy tales and frivolity and folly. Things that make the belly bounce with laughter. Do you laugh, preacher? There's a time to laugh. I laugh at times. I'm not given to laughter. We're in a time of sorrow. We're in a time of great mourning and great crying. That's the time that we're in. Do I give to a lot of laughter? Not really. Just being honest with you. I'm not given to that. I'm a man that is very sober. I want to be sober and serious. Because if I was given to that, then you play me like you play a fool. And see, I can't let you do that. You will know with this man that I'm serious above all things. So they will turn their life away from truth. And they will be given over to things that make them feel good. Things that make them have this sense of fleshly excitement. That excites the people more than anything, fleshly excitement. Some of you over can't smile, some fleshly, you will smile. Some of you over get no excitement, get into something full of fallen joy, you will. Yes, sir. You will do that. You will act like a clown for that. When it comes to the things of Yah, we will not. Huh? I want to dance like David. I'm going to do that. I'm going to sing like him too. May not sing as well as he did. He had the power to play that harp that. Oh, Shaul says, man, this is all right. Huh? Can't sing like him. Can't play like him. But I tell you one thing I can do like him. I'll preach like him. That's for sure. I'll preach what he preached too. And say what he said. May the Ruach of Yah rest upon you. May his word fill your life. May strengthen you, because I am strengthened today, because my hope is in Yahshua. Who has separated you from the Ahava of Yahweh? I am persuaded, brothers and sisters, I will let nothing, not you either, separate me from this love. I will not let anyone separate me. Not mama, sons and daughters. Don't have them if I had them. Wouldn't even let them. I will let no one separate me from the love of HaMashiach. To love him. To obey him. Because what he speaks is of my Abba. And that's all right with me. Yahweh, may Yahweh strengthen you all. May he bless you. Bless you all that are listening. May the word of Yahweh always strengthen your heart tonight. May he cause you to delight. You that are in the Texas area, we will be in Houston Thursday, Friday, and Shabbat for dynamic preaching. I'm going to preach too. I'm not coming there to waste time. We will have the place, Brother Nathan. We bless you for your kindness. He's taking care of everything, and I will preach too. Hopefully, I can preach that Sunday too. I'm going to preach. I'm not going to sightsee. I'm going to preach. There's nothing I need to see in Houston, because the same thing in Houston is full of sin and wickedness. You got the Crips and the Blood down there, and it's wicked there, just like it is in Dallas. Full of sin, full of death, full of killing. That's all it is. It's amazing that Mr. Bush talks about mutual home and peace in Iraq. And they kill them in the cities of America just like they do. And we're a nation of peace, right? It is so twisted. That little twerp of a man, I don't even know what you call him. He got this arrogant sneer about him. You know, he's a foolish little man. He is. He's an ignorant little thing. I don't care whether he's Democrat or Republican. Makes no difference at all. He is a fool. He is. He got this arrogant sneer about him. He's a wicked man. This nation doesn't realize that when those bombs drop in Iraq and Iran, that's terrorism. Little mama sent home with a baby on the titty. And all of a sudden the explosion blow her eardrums out. That's terrorists. I don't care what you say. They had nothing to do with it. And this nation, this wicked nation, America, your kingdom is coming down. See, she has a spirit of Shatan. You've been building your kingdoms. America has her democracy. All over this land, everyone has to have a democracy government. Everyone has to have a capitalist system. America, your kingdom is coming down. Devil, your kingdom is coming down. This is the devil's horse here. Oh, Babylon, you're going to fall down to the ground. She's going to fall. She's coming down. She's going to burn in the fire. Her gods are going to be cast down. There will be no strength in this nation. I'm telling you, you don't have to believe it. We will have a dual Shabbat. After the Shabbat, we began Rosh Hashanah.
Brother Alvin, get his lips ready to blow that horn back there, and we're going to have a wonderful time. I believe that I will preach on the Shabbat and the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to talk this time, all right? May God bless you all. The feast days of Yahweh are important. Did you all get one of these, your passes? All right. They're very valuable. They no one gets you. If the pagan holidays, they shut down everything, Christmas and Thanksgiving, and Valentine's Day, these are pagan, satanic days. They're none of Yah. These feast days are very valuable and important. They're memorials. You saw what happened on September 11, 9/11, don't you? You all pay attention to that? All over the United States. Moment of silence. You know they want to build a monument there where the Twin Towers were, right? Why do you build monuments? To always keep that in mind. To make it a memorial. To always keep it in mind. Is that why you do it? That's what his feast days are for. They're memorials. They're what we call mu'ats. They're convocations that are set apart unto Yahweh. To remind us of him constantly. It's amazing because they're almost seasonal. You go from one season to the other. You know, your attitude and everything changes. Everything. Your bodies, the water in your bodies, the balance, all that changes. That's why you're going from summer to fall. You have more suicides from summer to fall than you do any time of the year. Fall is a very depressing time because everything changed and everything began to change. The whole nature thing began to change. It does. Spring is a lively time. Sure it is. Everybody wants to get out. Everybody wants to walk and everybody wants to do some springtime. Summer's a very trying time. It's hot, sweaty, trying. Winter's a time that you kind of hibernate. You just kind of, it's cold. That's the truth. May Yah bless you. May He help you all. Be encouraged. May Yahweh bless you all. Be encouraged tonight. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. In all things we do, barak you our Abba. Thank you for the simplicity of your truth tonight. Bless everyone. Bless them all, I pray. Your people, whoever they are, we pray for all of them. In Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah.